Everybody's here. I thought in the morning sessions, just to kind of give a brief talk on different type of meditation, and then finish with a guided meditation of that type. So the different ways to focus the mind. Obviously, the most popular one is the Anapanasati, which is the mindfulness of the breath. But then I'll introduce some kind of body awareness, body sweeping, things similar to the Goenka method. And then there's always a bit of a mantra and metta meditation. Today, being the first day, I thought kind of give an overview of what is meditation, right? And just kind of introduce meditation, or anything, is the training of the mind. It's the focusing, but with anything, it's a balance, right? Samadhi, some people call it right concentration, but it could be also kind of balance. Sama is kind of evenness of concentration. So it's always an act of, if you don't focus the mind on anything, then it drifts off to thoughts, thinking, worrying, proliferating. But then if you use too much force, then you have what we call the samadhi headaches, tenseness, worriness, and after meditation, instead of feeling relaxed and calm, you feel just the opposite. There's tightness around your joy area, your temple, different places. So, and which each and every one of us, we have different kind of approaches to meditation. But it's always sometimes, the mind is too restless. Yeah, it's good to bring the awareness, put a bit more force onto the breath. Other times, just allow the mind just to settle on it naturally. Yeah. What I encourage people is, with anything, with meditation, it is always this kind of checking in, seeing whether you're putting too much force, not enough force, and adjust ability, just not kind of bang away at the breath, bang away the mantra, day in, day out, morning to night. But it's always the checking in. Am I putting too much effort or not enough effort? Yeah, it's always the checking in, always finding a balance between drifting off and being too tense, too willful with the meditation. And that's the first kind of point I'd like to bring up. The second is that a lot of people come to meditation retreat, look towards meditation because they want to be happy, feel a sense of contentment, sense of well-being. But what I'm suggesting is that sometimes it's good to put the happiness, the contentment into the meditation, to focus on that when you start. Yeah, so you're not looking to be happy, not looking for your nimittas, not looking for the jhanas, but just this ability, just happy, just to be here, happy to be in this wonderful center, beautiful bushland, happy, just enjoy the peace, serenity, the presence of other people doing the same thing, happy just to have some quiet time away from your family life, your duties. So allowing the mind just to settle in, instead of the looking, the searching, the wanting things to happen. Okay, I think I just made a search, meditation is not about getting anything or getting rid of anything. Meditation is the ability just to be with what is, to learn, to accept, and to embrace. Yeah. So those are the two main things just to approach meditation. So a lot of times, I tell people, always starts with the body first. Set up a posture, something that's comfortable. And then there's the ability just to wait in the present moment. Bring up a sense of contentment, sense of gratitude, and allowing the object, allowing the breath to come to you. Instead of reaching out, searching for it, forcing it, demanding that it comes. The ability just to rest in the present moment. So this morning, guided meditation, allowing people to go through, was a bit of body sweeping, because I was saying last night, you know, so much of our mental world is up here, up in the head, the thinking, proliferating, the worry, analyzing, criticizing, all sorts of, so much in the head. I guess we live in a very kind of a digital world, head heavy. And we're sometimes a bit disconnected with the physical body that we have, the physical world that we inhabit. So much of our world is virtual these days. Yeah. And it does have the cost of just, you know, using the mind, overusing it, feeling a bit tired, a bit drained. So the ability to shift awareness down to the body, to soothe, relax, release any tensions, allowing the mind to rest, and also it nurtures the body. Because we hold so much tension in the body unconsciously, not being aware. So this ability just to tune in the body allows you just to relax, to be present. Yeah. And it also calms and soothes the body. Okay, so we get started by setting up a posture. Something that's comfortable, fairly straight, the back, very straight. It doesn't have to be kind of military straight, or something that brings awareness, awakeness. Like, so you can feel free to use the chairs, the stools, cushions. But it's something that you should be able to hold comfortably for the next 30, 40 minutes. Close your eyes, or if you're feeling drowsy, just kind of look into the ground slightly ahead of you. Otherwise, close your eyes and bring the awareness into your posture. Bring the awareness into your spinal cord. Just feeling the body's weight resting on your back. Then sweeping your awareness throughout the body. Usual places like your shoulders, allowing it to drop, to rest. Just tuning, connecting with the muscles around your shoulder areas. Just kind of moving down the front of your torso, from your throat, down to your chest, your abdomen, and your stomach area. To to notice any physical sensations in the front of your torso. The rise and fall of your chest, the slight friction between the skin and the shirt that you're wearing. Your abdomen, your stomach area. Just to notice any tension or tightness. Allow the stomach just to expand, to relax. Feel it against your waistband. Your awareness to your arms, starting with the left arm, from your shoulders, down to your biceps, your elbow, moving slowly all the way to the fingertips of your left hand, connecting, soothing, relaxing all the muscles just move downward. So notice a slight tingling sensation, throbbing at the tips of your fingers, a feeling of temperature of hot or coldness. Not to judge, just to comment, not to worry, but just be aware of the physical sensations in your left hand right now. Now, just moving on, bring your awareness to your right arm. Methodically, systematically, to connect and to soothe and relax all the muscles as you move downward. If you find yourself drifting away from the body to thinking, to the past or the future, to dullness or fantasy, first is to accept that it's normal and just to gently bring it back to the body, bring it back to the here and now. So at this point in the meditation, your mind is still and settled, and you're able to pay clear attention to the breath, in terms of the movement, the breathing process, knowing the in-breath as it comes in, and knowing the out-breath as you exhale. And just gently place your awareness on the breathing process, wherever is the clearest. If you find that it's hard to sustain your attention on the breath, then continue soothing, relaxing the different parts of your body. just to allow the breath to come in and to leave. To be aware, to notice, not to interfere. And just to notice whether it's an in-breath or an out-breath, whether the breathing is short or long, deep or shallow. Just to know, it's just that much. If during the meditation you feel there's an ache, pain in the body somewhere, and just to gently change your posture. There's no need to endure the unpleasant feeling for too long. Because unless the body is comfortable, the mind will find it hard to settle down. just a few more minutes before the meditation session ends. So now is the time to reflect on the experience. How does it feel just to connect with the body, to soothe and relax it for 30 minutes? What's the actual experience of feeling the sensations of your body? What's the actual experience of just to be with the breathing process? Is it easy for you to settle the mind and the body or the breath? Or there are things that you kept lingering onto, or the thoughts, emotions, and memories that keep taking you away from the breath? If the mind was peaceful, know what peace feels like. As a physical sensation, as an actual experience. Or if the mind was distracted, also know, what does that feel like? What things that you're so attached to, what things to come up in the mind? So it's a bit of guided meditation, calming the body, leading to the breath. And the next hour, continue sitting meditation, or we can change the posture into doing some walking meditation.